as we get closer to the season, when we go against other teams. I mean, right now, when you're in the installation phase of an offense, that's to me that's early. You're crawling, and to me you'll get to the point as we transition the way we build it. And this is for all the guys that especially offensively, anytime you're putting in something new, you crawl first, and then you evolve to the point where hopefully as you're getting to the season, you can sprint. But it's a progression, and you have to go through it. There's no substitute for it. So the last thing we want to do is push it and feel that we needed to be at a certain spot. He's taken all the information we've given him, and he's applied it, and he's worked hard, just like the other guys in that room. I'm very pleased with where that quarterback room is. No, because we're still in just the phase of learning the basics of an offense. As we get closer and when it's going to be his time to play, that we will tailor the plays that we're running to his skill set, just like we'll tailor certain plays towards Connor, towards Josh. It doesn't matter who's in there. So we'll be mindful of doing things that we as a play caller, you want to maximize your chances to be successful, and that's no different. You just have to be aware of who you have on the field. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to get into the details because it deals with his life out of the building and off the field, but to me, anything that where he felt comfortable and he felt it was helpful for him, and I would encourage anybody that takes those steps to do something like that, I'd encourage it. I don't think it's too drastic. You'll have your stock plays that are going to be up each week, and as a coordinator, when you build a game plan, you have to be mindful of who the guys are that potentially could play. So when you build a plan, that it has to be, that the inventory has to be enough that if you have to, over the course of the game, start to highlight different areas of that inventory, then you're able to do it. I think it's, you're short-sighted as a coordinator if you have a varied skill set between a starter and a backup at any position, and you don't have plays available to take advantage of their strengths. Yeah, I mean, Josh has made some good plays down the field. He's had guys that have been getting open down the field for him. I mean, it's certainly a function of who you're out there with. And what plays are getting called. Some plays are designed for it to go down the field, but if the coverage takes it away, I mean, that's a big part of an NFL offense is gathering pre-snap information. What are they in defensively, and kind of already knowing where the ball's likely to go if pre-snap happens or if post-snap happens, what you think you're getting pre-snap. So, I think Josh is a pretty good deep ball thrower, but I think all of our guys in the right circumstances can get the ball down the field accurately. That's a tough question. It's like asking me which one of my kids is my favorite.
You don't have one?
No, I'm not going there. No, I think you want to see them all in pads, and I hate to not answer the question, but as I've said before, this isn't real football, and you kind of have it. You're mindful of, hey, it'll be a little bit different when we have the pads on, but I think just in general, we're very optimistic about this rookie class. I think they've come in, they've either met or exceeded our expectations to date, but it's still just a very early in their progression that we are just in shorts. And I think some of the guys, their games, especially the linemen or the defense, some of the defensive guys that playing in shorts doesn't necessarily translate well for them. So we are very much looking forward to training camp and having it be much more realistic. Well, the thing that's encouraging is the answer is yes, and it's also that's what's being required of them. I mean, that room is, between Flip's background as a quarterback coach and between Kevin's, his attention to detail, they're very demanding, and those guys are asked to do a lot, and they've responded. Well, we still have some of those. What we like to do is you teach the original play with the wordiness, and then you get to the point where you switch into your no-huddle mode, and now you can call all those plays essentially with just a handful of words. So when all the plays get installed, it might have double-digit words to it, but then off to the side in red on the playbook page will be a single word. This is the code word for this play when we do eventually get to the point where we want to shorten it. So we want to teach it the whole thing early, knowing that we'll be able to condense it down the road. typical rookie corner. I love his attitude, his confidence, that he's not afraid to step right in there. He doesn't care who he's going against. And, I think that's the mentality that you have to have. But, he's got some things from a technical standpoint that he's got to work on, no different than most rookies coming in. But we're encouraged so far with what we've seen from him. We're 1, 2, 3, 4. We're not 1 minus 2 plus. To me, it's we're still just building it here, and to me those decisions will be much easier to make and be worth giving an opinion on when we get to training camp. Well, I wasn't in it as much a year ago, so being involved in those meetings now and being around those guys more, that I do sense it. Not to speak on last year, but having been around Josh that's just his personality. That's a natural thing for him. He wants the offense. He doesn't care who's playing quarterback. He wants the offense to be successful. And he's a football junkie. If he sees a quarterback make a good throw, then he'll be fired up about it.